This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Days of rage and threats from NATO allies against the United States. Those are the tangible threats put forth after Donald Trump and his intentions to declare Jerusalem the capital of Israel become clear. That will happen today, about 1 o'clock. The president expects to officially announce the policy changes and remarks at the White House. A U.S. official and source close to the White House told several news outlets that official recognition of Jerusalem as the capital expected to be intentionally broad and not meant to preclude the possibility that the Palestinians could claim part of the historic city as a capital of a future Palestinian state. The president does not want to prejudice the outcome of any future peace negotiations for a two-state solution. But, of course, that has not precluded Hamas and other radical groups and terrorist groups from making threats. The president will also sign a six-month waiver of a 1995 law mandating an embassy move, thereby keeping the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv for the time being as he initiates the process of relocating the embassy. Did you hear what I said? 1995. Bill Clinton was president, and a law was put into place mandating an embassy move. Of course, the left will go crazy today, attacking the president for this, even though it has been promised by every president. Even though it's been promised by every president for the last several. Donald Trump just happens to be the first that seems to be willing to commit to and complete his promise. Just saying. So that's going to happen today. Look for a lot of explosive news coverage on that. By the way, Time Magazine has named its Person of the Year. It turns out to be Persons of the Year. It's the Me Too movement. It's all of those that have come forward and said, you know what, I was assaulted. I was abused. I was taken advantage of by those in power. Harvey Weinstein. Matt Lauer. And John Conyers. And the list goes on. Me Too. Named by Time Magazine just a little bit ago as the person of the year, if you will, that whole movement is being recognized. And make no mistake, that movement has changed the landscape of the culture, of politics, of people in general. It's not okay to take advantage of people. It's not okay to take advantage of you. In fact, I've been talking to a couple of folks on the side here, and I'm hoping to get their stories on the show here someday soon. People that went to good colleges, worked hard, got the grades, and got admitted to good colleges and universities. Only to be harassed by professors who in effect said, yeah, you can have these great grades and we can help all these great things happen, but I need a little something in return. And when sexual favors were denied, grades crashed unfairly. Grades were crashed. People would just leave programs. And in the wake of all of that, questions would be asked. Well, why were you unable to finish college? Why did you have to go to three different colleges or four? Why did you drop out of college for a while? What happened? You know, why can't you finish what you started? What's wrong with you? And these people harboring deep shame and embarrassment because they couldn't bring themselves to explain that I was cornered by a professor who demanded sexual favors in return for good grades. And I didn't want that. And I didn't want to sell myself to some man or some woman demanding something that I didn't want to give up. And how embarrassing and how mortifying to earn those grades all the way through, to earn your place, and to have your humanity stripped by these people. To never be questioned, to never have the pushback deserving. Maybe that's next. Maybe some of the predatory people working in education today will be brought to account as a result of this movement that's going across this country. Because I've read several accounts of stories here, people contacting me saying that these things have happened to them. None of them comfortable enough to come forward yet. But these are the kind of claims that turn my stomach. And I can assure you it's not just men focusing on women. There's a lot more to it. The predators are a lot worse than you would consider. And we will be bringing you those stories as soon as I can work my way through this. But I want you to think about that. About those that are put into positions to keep their jobs or to get the grades or to trade something of value and something of deep importance to them for something they don't want to give away and shouldn't have to be forced to try to give away. Think about the people that Matt Lauer intimidated. You can do this or you can lose your job. You know, I'm the big deal around here. You can either do this or, you know, I'll embarrass you and humiliate you. Which is exactly what happened to some of his co-anchors. And the rumors now of affairs with Katie Couric and others. Was it because they wanted to submit or did he force them to submit? And that's the kind of thing we just cannot tolerate. Will not tolerate. People that earn this place in this world have earned their place. And they don't need to submit to your perversions in order to keep that place or to move ahead or to be accomplished or professional. And the people that are rightfully found to be doing these things should pay a heavy price. But I also warn about the possibilities of false allegations, because those lurk here too. Because in these sorts of cases, revenge can be exacted against those that people don't like, for if the allegations become too easy to make and the outcome too easy to predict, then what is predictable is that false allegations will follow. So we need to be careful. A little something for you to think about on this Wednesday. If you want to find out more about the program, you can always go to stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, on Twitter as well. We look for your support at all of those places and appreciate your listening whenever you can, hopefully every day. It's The Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be right back.